We'll be right back. We'll be right back. I'm Sarah Smith.
And I'm Colin White.
Walking down the street when I saw a helicopter flying over me and a guy getting hung from it by his feet. He got dropped down and he hit the ground. So I went over to see if there's something I could do for him. He said, "It's too late for me, I guess, but there's something I'd like to get off my chest. Would you please listen?" I had to say yes. And this is what he said. I killed JFK on a sunny day. We with some of the guys you still see hanging around. I was on a grassy knoll, dressed like a hobo, with some of the guys dressed like a clown. I said, wow, is that true? He just turned blue, and this is what he said. He said, it's my time, I've got to go. Let this be a lesson. This is my deathbed confession. So I took a walk, by the seashore to look at the waves. As I looked out, I saw a submarine surface, a guy on the deck get thrown into the ocean. He tried to swim ashore. He almost made it, but then he got badly mauled by sharks. He crawled onto the sand. I tried to give him a hand, but he said, no, it's too late for me, but there's something I'd like to say. I killed MLK for the CIA and Malcolm X for Federal Express. Bobby Hutton, George Jackson, Fred Hampton. Yeah, and all the rest. He said, it's my time, I've got to go. Let this be a lesson. This is my deathbed confession. Yeah!
It's my time, I've got to go. Let this be a lesson. This is my deathbed confession.
I kept walking. Tried to walk fast. I walked by some fast food establishment, and I looked inside. There was a distinguished looking guy, and we made eye contact, and he started choking on his french fries, crawled out on the pavement, gasping for life. Yeah, and he started to die. I tried to give him CPR, but he said, it's too late for me, but I got something I want to get off my chest. I said, I'm no priest. He said, boy, make this easy on me. He said, I faked the moon landing. I saved Hitler's brain. It's in Argentina, but it controls the USA. I fixed the Pope's election. I did the October surprise. I am the French Connection. I've got Ray Charles' eyes. I did the Gulf of Tonkin. I got Saddam to invade. I planned the Bay of Pigs. I put Lumumba in his grave. Oh yeah. It's my time, I've got to go. Let this be a lesson. This is my deathbed confession. Come on now.
Oh,
yeah. It's my time, I've got to go.
It's only that I see the possibilities.
Are reading, writing, and speaking.
I've had enough of this.
I'm gonna make you big stature, little stature, movie stars and poets, and guys who sell things on television, and the mayor and some officers.
Life is an obscure hobo, bumming a ride on the omnibus of art.
Huh? What'd you say?
What is not creation's graham crackers. Let them all crumble to feed the creator.
Oh, David, you must be nuts.
Here are a few suggestions to increase your effectiveness and pleasure in listening.
WCBN FM in Arbor. This is The Answers in the Beat. And the show is some more of Ed Special's Art Fair mix from 2011. We just heard Dina Maccabee with Give or Take from her album The World is in the Work. Before that, Chain in the Gang with Deathbed Confession from Best of Crime Rock. We heard The Spookfish with Black Hole from the album of the same name. Zach Phillips with Slip Away from the album How to Slip Away. That song features Sarah Smith, which is his bandmate, in Blanche, Blanche, Blanche. Before that, Frank Zappa with Why Johnny Can't Read from the album Shut Up and Play Your Guitar. XI, which is Colin Stetson's metal-ish band. We heard Form Constant, The Grid from XI. Kwang Vu with Expressions of a Neurotic Impulse from It's Mostly Residual. Nomo with Rocket Number 9 from a 12-inch from 2006. Peaking Lights with Put Down Your Guns from their new album The Fifth State of Consciousness. And Bjorn Torski and Prince Thomas with 12 Volt from Square One. I'm going to read some concert info pretty soon. I'm going to play some announcements before then. So stay tuned. WCBN FM Ann Arbor. Stay tuned.
Notice the large green ball.
I'm sorry, I can't afford it.
Well, that's it, bud. We're closing up for tonight.
What do you think about this exhibit, sir?
Think of,
You wouldn't want to sell it, would you?
I'm sorry, I can't afford it.
The job?
Short ideas, yeah, repeated. Massage the brain.
Horizons. Music that looks far away.
Give you a telescope to use with your ears.
Sundays at 6 p.m. on WCBN-FM Ann Arbor.
They would always want to look beyond the horizon.
I was searching for an answer when I reached out and found Narcotics Anonymous.
Surrounded by fellow addicts, I realized I was not alone.
Recovery is what happens at NA meetings. It is possible to stop using drugs.
Call Narcotics Anonymous. We can help.
For your 24-hour helpline numbers, in the Ann Arbor-Ypsilanti area, 734-913-9839. Or for the Detroit area 24-hour helpline, 248-543-7200. Or you can check out our website, www.michigan-na.org.
Well, to tell you the truth, I'm getting tired of carting it around the country all the time, and it's been giving me a little trouble. I've been thinking kind of funny things about it lately.
What kind of things?
I don't know. That's a funny thing.
All right, WCBN-FM Ann Arbor. Time for some concert info.
You still want it? Oh, yeah.
Today
yeah,
is Saturday, July 22nd. Okay, there's a I'll show going.
It's great. I'll buy it. I'll buy it.
I love that sample. I'll buy it. I'll buy it. Like, it's not art fair if I don't hear that. So tonight at Farhouse.S, Shia, Bat Zuppel, and Red Robe are playing. That's, tonight at Farhouse here in Ann Arbor. You can look around the internet and find out where that is if you don't know. It should start at 8, so we'll probably start a lot later than 8. Bjarke is not playing at TV Lounge. Because, well, if you read Resident Advisor, then you know why. Week in Windows going on this weekend. Dame Funk and Moody Man are playing L Club tonight. And Mary Lattimore is playing tomorrow night. Jello Biafra is doing an incredibly strange dance party at L Club on Monday, and apparently it's free. One of my friends went when he went when he played in Chicago and said the first song he played was Jello Biafra by Wesley Willis. So that's what you're in for, I think. What else? Wednesday, July 26th, my birthday, and Raw Juice will be at Marble Bar. It's free. Julian D'Angelo will be playing. He has a record coming out, coming out on Sound Signature. July 27th, Nomo is playing Sonic Lunch at Liberty Plaza for free. Also, Rara Occasion presents Jay Albert, Aurelius 98, and Pablo Arruez at Marble Bar. July 29th, there's an ambient patio party at Motor City Wine. And some cool people playing that. I think... Terrence Dixon is playing in Shigeto and Diagrams, which is a dude from Deer Hunter. It's free. Also, July 30th, Anti-Tam Rooftop Sunset Show. And Warren DeFever is playing that. August 2nd, the Emotron, Crochet Cat, Paws, Muscle Baby, and Show Me Far at Farhouse. August 4th, Charivari Detroit at West Riverfront Park. August 5th, Ghostly Spiritual America with Jacques Green, Geotic, and Shigeto at L Club. There's also going to be some sort of a market type thing before that. August 11th, Seraphim Collector presents BFF Fest 4. August 11th through 13th at L Club. And August 12th, Totally Awesome Fest 13, the fourth day in Ypsilanti. I know stuff's going on at Dreamland Theater and Jeb Kidder's playing. August 13th, Ann Arbor Float Fest 2017 at the Huron River. There's a Heck on Earth raft race at Barton Dam, and I know there's some, I'm assuming there's some music playing later. August 17th, Downtown Boys and Skinny Wrists at UFO Factory. August 25th, Actress and Alicia Crampton at L Club. August 30th, Letitia Sadie, Source Ensemble at L Club. September 16th, Goldie Ann Reed Speed at the Russell Industrial Center. September 20th, Come Trues and No Such Thing at the Blind Pig. October 5th, Future Islands at Royal Oak Music Theater. October 7th, Zola Jesus at Assemble Sound. November 9th, Slow Dive at the Majestic Theater. November 22nd, King Crimson at the Michigan Theater. And I think that's all I got to mention right now. So, concert info is brought to you by the locally owned Ann Arbor Observer, providing news online and in print. Concert info can be heard daily in the morning at 2:35, 30, 8:30, and 11:30, and also at 2:30 p.m., 5:30 p.m., 9:30 p.m., and 11:30 p.m. here on WCBN FM Ann Arbor. All right. I'm just going to keep playing the Ed Special Art Fair mix. And it'll take us up to 6. Enjoy.
I wish I could, if I had a lot of time, I could show you really that water running down the branches.
A stripe of white.
Maybe here's one. See how wet it gets all of a sudden? Here's that feeling. Here's that feeling of... always remember now how easy it is when you want to paint water drops. Maybe here in the corner we hang one up.
I am busy.
Do you look it wet all of a sudden?
If you're an artist,
here's one coming down. Is this a, if I could touch it, you know, there's a certain touch, but harder and then pull it off easy. See, then I have this, see, this is already with highlights all of a sudden. That's what makes it so nice, you know. There's some water drops like this. Too long, but that doesn't matter. If you ever have it too long, then just like this. See, all is done beautiful. Don't be shy. You never, never, never make a mistake. If you use the paint the way I show you, don't use it thin and wet and juicy and soupy, then you better get drunk. That's the whole thing. Well, it doesn't make sense to paint like that. I always, right now we have a class going, and the main thing is when I talk to my students, I always tell them, keep it as dry as possible. As more dry, if I paint portrait, whatever I paint, as more dry you keep it, as more control you got about the whole thing. And that's what I believe. I remember the time when we had little things, we clipped it on the pallets with oils and with all that. When I find out that is just the poison of the world, I took it off and I drawed it as far as I could draw it. See, this is what really ruins your painting. You can use it, you can do it if you paint other techniques.
Well, no, they can tell a good
I'm not
bad
against
one,
when you paint dry on dry. You know, when it's dry again, then you go over. Then you let it dry again, then you go over. And then the whole year goes by, and then it's still dry, and then you go over again. And you go over and over, and you ruin the whole thing. On the end, you find out, my God, what did I do? I overloaded my painting.
Now that takes the grand prize.
If I show you, there's discipline, respect, and power. And that is what is a good artist. And then you can do almost anything. I mean, anything my eye get a hold of, and then the imagination behind it, you know. Oh God, what powerful painting you have now. Right now I paint on music. I have music in my mind. I paint the violin. And my God, that violin, you hear the tune, you touch that wood, and you hear that O or A or R.
Sounds pretty exciting and wild, doesn't it?
I'll let you see some of them under X-ray. If I can get the equipment. One of the interesting things that the X-ray proves is that even the old masters were human. They'd often start one thing, change their mind, and then paint something else over it. Sometimes it's the only way we can detect a forgery. Some of our most famous paintings have come. Curiously, some of the forgeries are as old as the originals, and so skillfully done that the best experts can't tell the difference without X-ray.
If you're
it catches
artist.
The chemical difference of the paint. A good technician with nothing to say is a very dangerous man, whether he forges masters or paints nonsense. What do you think of this?
Bore a hole in it, put in a few sticks of dynamite, and blow it sky high.
Is that your final word?
No, I have one more. Goodbye.
What you're gonna do next, Walter? What am I gonna do next? What am I gonna do next? I gotta do something before they forget. I know what it's like to be ignored.
Before you purchase any pricey art, ask questions.
How much is it going to cost me?
Make sure you buy from a reputable gallery or auction house. Find out if the work has been documented. Is there any published literature of the artist? And find out if the piece has an exhibition history. Ask for a copy or record of that history. And finally, don't be pressured into buying any artwork.
All right, I'll buy it.
No, I haven't got a dime.
It's great. I'll buy it. I'll buy it.
Why don't you buy it?
It's often said, art is in the eyes of the beholder.
What do you think about this exhibit, sir?
I have nothing to say.
What do you think about this exhibit, sir?
Indisputable.
What do you think about this exhibit, sir?
We did not like it. What do you think about this exhibit, sir?
Sorry, I'm not interested.
I'm sorry, I can't afford it.
What do you think about this exhibit, sir?
It's entirely different.
What do you think about this exhibit, sir?
Inebriated.
What do you think about this exhibit, sir?
I'm sorry, I have no need for your product.
I'm sorry, I can't afford it. What do you think about this exhibit, sir?
You are indeed sorry specimen.
What do you think about this exhibit, sir? What do you think about this exhibit, sir?
Now that takes the grand prize.
What do you think about this exhibit, sir?
Infamous.
Sir?
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 Infamy.
What do you think about this exhibit, sir?
Are you sure that's absolutely necessary?
What do you think about this exhibit, sir?
Infantile.
What do you think of... What do you think about this exhibit, sir?
Already have it.
What do you think about this exhibit, sir?
I love it.
What do you think about this exhibit, sir?
Inimitable.
What do you think about this exhibit, sir?
I'm sorry, I can't afford it.
What do you think about this exhibit, sir? What do you think?
Looks like a bottle of beer.
What do you think about this exhibit, sir?
Inventory.
Already have it.
What do you think about this exhibit, sir?
What do you think about this exhibit, sir?
Quiet.
What do you think about this exhibit, sir?
I'm sorry, I can't afford it.
Well, I'm just not in the market right now. What do you think about this exhibit, sir?
What do you think about this exhibit, sir?
They took a great product and they've made it even better. Now look, this is virtually hands-free cleaning.
What do you think about this exhibit, sir?
Sorry, but I'm not interested.
What do you think about this exhibit, sir?
Underground.
What do you think about this exhibit? What do you think?
We did not like it.
What do you think about this exhibit, sir?
What do you think about this exhibit, sir? Can't afford to buy anything now. Sorry, but I'm not interested.
What do you think about this exhibit, sir?
What do you think about this exhibit, sir? It's so big!
What do you think about this exhibit, sir?
Here are a couple of
old things
that
most
of you have probably heard.
What do you think about this exhibit, sir? Sir? Sir?
Yet it's just as tender and tasty.
What do you think about this exhibit, sir? Intelligence.
What do you think about this
exhibit, sir?
It's so busty. It's so busty. It's so busty. It's so big.
What do you think about this exhibit, sir?
Here are a couple of oldies that most of you have probably heard.
It's so big.
What do you think about this exhibit, sir?
So luxurious.
What do you think about this exhibit, sir?
So luxurious.
What do you think about this exhibit?
Shut up!
What do you think about this exhibit, sir?
So luxurious.
What do you think about this exhibit, sir?
So luxurious.
What do you think about this exhibit, sir?
So luxurious.
What do you think? What do you think?
So luxurious.
What do you think?
So luxurious.
do you think about public interference? What do you think about this exhibit? It's big, luxurious, and roomy, all right. It's big.
I got something here, something you just might want to see.
We did not like it.
If you got one curious bone in your body.
What do you think about this exhibit, sir?
It's big, luxurious, and roomy, all right.
What do you think about this exhibit, sir?
Not too big to handle.
What do you think about this exhibit, sir?
What do you think about this exhibit, sir?
What do you think about this exhibit, sir?
You ain't got nothing we want to see.
What do you think about this exhibit, sir?
What do you think about this exhibit, sir?
Sorry, but I'm not interested.
What do you think about this exhibit, sir?
It's so complete and conveniently arranged.
What do you think about this exhibit, sir?
Well, I just can't make any appointments now. This is my busy season.
What do you think about this exhibit, sir?
A real man-sized ice bar.
Tuber.
What do you think about this exhibit,
sir? Sir?
Exciting sauce.
What do you think about this exhibit, sir?
But you just can't imagine how wonderful a woman feels when she sees equipment like this.
What do you think about this exhibit, sir?
Elegant gravy.
What do you think about this exhibit, sir?
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Oh, you and your terminology.
Elegant gravy.
What do you think about this exhibit, sir?
I did it all for art, all for art.
Sorry, but I'm not interested.
What do you think about this exhibit, sir?
Take a look at it.
What do you think about this exhibit, sir? What do you think about this exhibit, sir?
Sorry, but I'm not interested.
What do you think about this exhibit, sir?
With plain or luminous dial.
What do you think about this exhibit, sir?
Chocolate.
Come on, Clem. I'll let you see.
I'm afraid you'll just be wasting your time.
What do you think about this exhibit, sir?
We did not like it.
What do you think about this exhibit, sir?
Cliché.
What
do you think about this exhibit, sir?
Ain't too much sip. I'll bet you never seen nothing like this in your whole life, Gramps.
I'm afraid.
We are pleased with everything.
What do you think about this exhibit, sir? Has a small case. What do you think about this exhibit, sir?
Sir?
Has a small case.
Pathetic.
Enough of pathetic.
My feeling is that certainly not the equipment is not right, or sound or anything.
But it's too small an exhibit.
haven't seen a lot if you keep your eyes open. Find your gold with me.
Go on, Grant. Have a look at what Charlie's got.
Ain't nothing that'll get me, is it?
Something in a jar.
Something could be?
No. They ain't gonna lose your crowd.
Where is it?
It's right here beside me.
Ain't nothing that'll jump out at you, is it?
No.
Well, take a look at it, Charlie.
What is it,
Come here and see.
No, I gotta get home.
I'm afraid you'd just be wasting your time.
I've never seen anything like it.
Well, come on in, fellas. I was just dusting it off so you can get a real good look.
I'll have to talk it over with my wife first.
You might hear we're waiting for the dealer's final checkout. It sounds okay, but I can't do anything right now.
It sounds good, but I'd sure like to think it over.
Oh, what's that?
You have 10 different toothpaste here.
Pathetic, pathetic.
That'll be $53.69.
Made the nice man.
And I said I'm sure that he is an artist.
And she said you were. She said you were a sculptor and that you did the most beautiful thing.
It's great. I'll buy it. I'll buy it.
I said, well, I got to know him, that's all. Oh, I'd rather be an artist than anything in the world. Oh, I'd rather be an artist than anything
People
in the world.
People are wonderful.
Oh, I feel so sorry for some men, the kind of work they have to
People
do.
People are wonderful.
I was talking my head off here tonight to a doctor and a lawyer. Now, can you tell me whatever drives a man into that kind of way?
I declare, I go some crazy. If I had to think about sick people and sad people and bad people and all...
It's great! I'll buy it! I'll buy it!
What an awesome... What an awful. What an awful.
Where's my money?
You're mighty lucky. You can always be thinking about beautiful things and looking at them and making them with your own
two hands.
I think you are lucky. I'd love to come to your studio and see your sculpture. I'd rather be an artist than anything in the world.
Art is what you like.
I paint pictures. I paint good, I paint fast. I paint good and fast.
Good and fast?
Yes, in fact, I am the world's fastest painter. I can paint an entire picture in the time it takes you to brush your teeth.
But I don't brush my teeth. I don't have any teeth to brush.
Oh, I see. Well, then, I can paint a whole picture in the time it takes you to tie your shoelaces.
Sorry, but I don't wear any shoes either.
It does not matter. The point is, I am fast. Most painters are so slow. One little brush stroke at a time. A little dab of paint over there. A little dab of paint over there. Then they go for an espresso. Then another dab of paint. It takes them forever to finish a painting.
But not you, eh?
No, no, no. With me, it is un devoir. And a picture.
Gee, I'd sure like to see you paint something.
Well, you're going to. Speedy is going to paint a picture on the wall.
That's right. Stand back.
What do you think about
this?
The
salesman
knows that
wait,
prices
why? Why wait?
We haven't decided what kind of picture you're going to paint yet.
Oh, yes, that's right. What to paint?
Ah, that junk.
I'll take it to the city dump and burn it.
Lot number 23, this Van Gogh painting, and I will start the bidding at a large amount of money. Large amount of money? Thank you.
Sorry, I'm not interested.
Good. Do I hear enormous amount of money? Thank you, sir. Absolutely enormous amount of money? Good, yes. Ridiculous amount of money? Thank you very much.
Already
indeed,
have it.
Sir. Now, do I hear an unbelievably ridiculous, oh my God, who are these people with that sort of money to spend on paintings amount of money? Thank you, sir. Who will give me a grotesquely obscene, you could build a hospital with that? And anyway, that picture doesn't look worth $5.99 in a theater.
Well, I'm just not in the market right
going
now.
Going once, going twice.
No! Can't afford to buy anything now.
24. Picture of a tennis player scratching her bottom. By Van Gogh.
Excuse me, I think I see a customer ripe for plucking. I mean, interested in buying.
But most of these works are out of the range for many people.
I can't afford the price.
How do these prices sound to you? Picasso for $1,400. Miro, $1,500. And Cezanne for $2,400. The paintings look authentic, but the prices are much lower. That's because they're copies of the masterwork.
There's no use in your coming out until I know how much it is and what it's going to cost me to buy it.
Big.
How much is it going to cost me?
Where's my money?
It's good business.
A good way to check the quality of sale merchandise is to ask the merchant.
Tell me, mister, is this a good piece of rib steak?
Yeah, lady.
Big
bang. Very
it's
important.
What do you think about this exhibit,
if
sir?
He says the merchandise is not good, do
it's
not buy
business.
It.
It's great. I'll buy
big
it.
Bang.
It's good business.
Think about it.
Big
think
big
about
big
it,
big
sir.
I'll take it, son, for five.
What do you think about this exhibit, sir?
Where's my money?
Think about it.
Big
I think I'll stop. I think I'll stop.